St. Mary's coach Frank Pagliuca is with us prior to the state championship game against Shrewsbury Sunday night. And, Coach, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Well, Coach, getting to the state finals, this has now been 10 years since St. Mary's has been there, so it's been a long time.
Yeah, correct. You know, we're very lucky to be here. We're fortunate. We can't wait for the experience. It'll be a wonderful experience for the kids.
You know, Coach, I've seen your last two games, the Peabody game and, of course, the game Sunday night against Billerica Chelmsford. I am just so impressed with the skill level of your players and, of course, their ability to play as a team, pass, receive, and so on. How does this team compare to some of your other teams?
Yeah, I think obviously a lot of teams are different. The number one comparison, I would say, is they're very talented players, and they all had a unique work ethic to continue to push themselves to be better. I would say those are the two commonalities of other teams. Yeah. And we have great leadership as well, if I wanted to add a third one, which really helps kind of set the tone for us and keep us mentally focused. And it's a long season, and practice is going to be a grind this time, and our senior leadership, especially our three captains and our three assistant captains, have been tremendous this year.
Yeah. Tell me more. Let's go. I know you've had a chance to maybe take a couple of deep breaths since Sunday night's win in the semifinal game. What do you take out of that game, and what do you tell your team after you kind of review it and look ahead to this championship game?
Yeah, it was kind of a tale of three games. I mean, we don't really have those necessary shootout type of games when goals are going in back and forth consistently. So it was great to see us win in a different way. We were always preaching defense first and, you know, taking care of in our own zone and taking advantage of opportunities. And I think in the third period, we did that and was able to step up and finish some of those chances. Conversely, I thought Billerica came back and battled back and made us really dig down deep to find a different way to win. It was more of a shootout type of atmosphere in the third period than we're accustomed to. But just a credit for our kids finding different ways to win. It doesn't always have to be a 2-0 game. We were able to score some big-time goals and win the game.
You know, I watched two of the other state semifinal games there that day, both boys' games. But, you know, at this point of the year, it strikes me that it's just tough to score goals in these games.
Yeah, you don't expect 9 goals going in a state semifinal type of game. You expect it tightly checked and the goalies to play well. And I thought both goalies did play well. On Saturday, we were just finishing chances, and especially in that span where I believe we had 3 goals in about a little over a minute. Our senior leadership and our forwards really stepped up and were able to score some nice goals there to kind of alleviate some of that stress of a 2-2 tight game in the third period.
Coach, maybe you could take some time to kind of go over your lines a little bit with some of your players and share some depth, some player notes or whatever, again, for this team as it's made up right now.
Yeah, I'll start from the back to the front. We have 3 goalies on the team, Megan, Gianna, but Ange has played the majority of the game. She's really earned that number one position. I think she goes into the state final with 15 shutouts. And this is a kid who, when she came to St. Mary's, wasn't even a goalie. She skated out, and she made that transition. So in 4 years, she's turned herself into one of the top goalies in the state. That's just a credit for her work ethic and her kind of commitment to the position. So a credit to her. And I think we are in the unique position where we're playing 6 defensemen. Not many teams, boys or girls, play 6 defensemen consistently. All of our defensemen have been outstanding this year. I think they're underlooked. People look at us more of an offensive team, but we're a defensive team first, and it starts with our goalie and our defense and our forwards committing to the D zone. So those 6 have really contributed tremendously. And then up front, we have 4 lines. Typically, we're running 3 in a game. One of our top lines are Jenna, Amanda, and Maggie. They really spearheaded our attack, as you saw in the game against Billerica. Then we come back usually with Kelly Lovett centering Gabby Oaks Tia centering Gabby and Kelly. And they have contributed tremendously in this postseason, come up with some big goals and have done a great job defensively. And then we have another line where we have Katie Saracen, a combination of Cara Donato, Chloe Sullivan, and Abby Poole, which is a difference maker. To have 3 good lines that are playing consistently, I think really helps us kind of set the pace and wear teams down. And we have a great line with Cara, Naomi, Didi, and Brianna typically are on that 4th line. But they get out there and they contribute when we need them to. So they're just a great bunch of kids and a great bunch of coaches that really help and support our players throughout the year. So just awesome and experience. I'm really looking forward to the game.
Tell me about, I just think when you get into these bigger, and you were obviously very aware of it when you were talking to us after the game Sunday, you get into the big venues. So what is it like talking to the team before the game, between periods, after the game, leading up to the game, whatever, the trip back? How does that change, or does it change for you?
I think it is an adjustment. You're dealing with a big, huge venue with lightings that's different, but we just try to focus on staying committed to playing inside the glass. Yeah. Don't worry about what's going on outside the glass. It's the same ice as you were if you were in Connery, as you were in Saugus or the Garden. We have to focus on inside the glass, not what's going on outside the glass. And that was our big message going into the game Sunday.
Yeah. Coach Shrewsbury now. So what can you tell me about this team? I know I talked to the girls earlier. You scrimmaged them earlier this year, so you're familiar with them a bit.
Yeah, I've seen them play a couple times. We did scrimmage them, starting to break them down in terms of the film. They're just a deep, strong, they play heavy on the puck. They play three lines that really get after you and aggressive. Their goalie's very good. Probably one of the best defensive groupings that we'll see all year. They have two excellent defensemen that really, not only defensively, but really like to jump in the play offensively. So we have a tall task ahead of us.
Yeah. Anything else to share with us about your team?
Yeah, we're just super excited for all the support from the community and around the school. The administration and the other teams have really been great in supporting us, and it makes it a great experience for the kids and for our seniors. It's great that, you know, we get to send them out in such a unique experience for their senior career.